Hi. To what do I owe the pleasure of running into you here? It's been a while, hasn't it? It's really been that long. God, time flies. You look great, by the way. No, really, I'm super impressed with how much your aesthetic has evolved. I bet you make some lucky lady really happy, don't you? What? You're single? No way. Back then, hell, even now, I always thought it was criminal that you weren't dating anybody. Have you just not been looking? Or not finding the right person? Okay, I see. Well, don't beat yourself up over it. I mean, relationships aren't everything. Sure, you're single now, but trust me, there are girls out there who would do anything to get with a guy like you. Where are they? Don't be so pessimistic about it. Are you really that jaded about relationships? What, have you been on a lot of bad dates or something? Hey, don't apologize. It's okay. Sorry, I shouldn't have been so insensitive. It's okay to feel frustrated about it, you know? Really, relationships are hard. And I don't know, everyone pressuring you to get into one doesn't help either. Have you tried using Tinder or Bumble? You know, something like that? Okay. Yeah, I guess it is pretty difficult from the guy's perspective. Yeah, that's totally understandable. Look, I know we just ran into each other, but are you okay? No? That's okay. You don't have to put up an act for me. If anything, I think it's courageous. And more importantly, so noble to be single in this day and age of hyper-consumption, instant gratification, ultra-comparison. No, really, I'm not just saying that to make you feel better. Do you know what other public health crisis we're going through other than the one we're in right now? We are in an endemic of people who get into relationships under the belief that they're in love too quickly, when really they're not. Look at how high the rate of divorce is. You're telling me all those relationships should be forever? I get that you're lonely right now, but let me just ask you a question. Do you like yourself? No, this isn't a rhetorical question. I'm not pulling your leg. I'm serious. For the most part, do you like yourself? Like, if you were another person and you came across yourself, would you think, yeah, that's a pretty cool guy? Really now? Okay, well, Mr. Sarcasm, I for one like you. I think you're a pretty cool guy. I think it's way cooler and way more mature and way more insanely attractive and self-respecting to stay single as a really cool guy than to date someone who's worth less than a pretty cool guy. Don't you think? What I'm saying is, whether by choice or by circumstance, you've decided to be true to yourself, right? Sure, you want to find love, but you don't want to find love so badly that you're willing to enter a meaningless relationship just to satisfy that check mark. you could get into one of those toxic relationships, loveless relationships, uncommunicative relationships, closeted and repressed. The list goes on. And yet, you spare yourself and somebody else that kind of turmoil. That, my dear, is so much more valuable than having a girlfriend that you can call your girlfriend. Oh my God, are you even listening to me? So what if you're single? It's not the end of the world. You have so many opportunities to meet people. No, seriously, look at you, you're in your prime. What's so great about you? Okay, well, for starters, you're a great listener. You've actually taken what I've said to heart. And my assumption, based on that stupid self-congratulatory smile on your face, is that you're listening to me and taking my words seriously. And of course, you haven't interrupted me at once during this entire chat, so you're very respectful. Girls love that. Plus, I don't know. You have a really nice aura. I know it's a cop-out, but I'm serious. You're just so pleasant to be around. Every interaction anyone has had with you, I can confirm, has always left them with a subtle grin. You're just so radiant, you know? You may not think so, but I at least think so. You still want a girlfriend, huh? No, that figures. It's easy to miss that kind of affection and intimacy. But that's not everything. You can still satisfy yourself in other ways and seek affection in parts of your life that matter right now. If you keep doing that, if you keep trying to build that best version of yourself, I know for certain that somebody out there is gonna notice and want to stay for it. How do I know? I just do, okay? Every quality guy out there was lonely at some point, and it just so happens that you're at that stage right now. Trust me, there's a timeline in which you are very much happy and in love. And happily receiving and giving that kind of love. So don't beat yourself up, okay? Things take time. When it feels like the world is on pause, I know that your life will be pressing play very soon. I just checked the time. I actually have to get going, but it was really nice running into you here. It's seriously been so long. Could I maybe give you my new number? It would be really nice to catch up again, you know, properly. Maybe I could take you out for dinner or something. Like I said, you're a quality guy, and a girl would have to be very, very dense to not notice you. Catch you later.